Good to see you. Good to see your faces. For those that faces whom I don't see, I pray that God is working in your life and that you are okay. And if you're going through some challenges this morning, that remember God is with you wherever you go, and He loves you. He loves each and every one of us. He loves us. He loves us. Oh, how He loves us.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
yes,
Hallelujah.
yes.
Thank you, Lord God. We also remember our ministry scripture, which is Proverbs 29:18, where there is no prophetic vision, the people cast off restraint. But blessed is he who keeps the law. Blessed is he who keeps the law. So, Father, we again thank you. We look forward to see what you have deposited into our lovely woman of God this morning, our wonderful and awesome apostle. We thank you, Lord, for her life, Lord God, and all that you are doing in her life, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that we are witnesses unto her testimony, unto her witness for you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank
Thank
you,
you,
Lord God,
Lord.
for all that you are doing in her life and in her family's life, and what you're going to do in her and through her next, God. I look forward to seeing it, and I pray that you all are looking forward to see what God is doing in this next season. Y'all,
Yes,
it's
yes,
going to be great. It's going to be mind-blowing. I declare
yes,
and decree that in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
yes.
God has something great for New Vision. And so if you have the strength to hold on, if
Ha.
you have the strength to hold on, to God be the glory. To God be
Yes,
the
Lord.
glory.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, at this time, I don't see that we have any guests. And if we did, as Danielle always says, you are family as well. And so right now I am going to turn it over to our lovely, beautiful, love caring, will do anything for us. Amen.
Thank you,
Her need for
Jesus.
us in God's face for us.
Thank
Hallelujah.
you, Jesus.
Looking up stuff to teach us. Lord, we are a blessed ministry because you, Lord,
Yes.
decided to allow us to sit under Apostle Banks. And so, Lord God, I thank you, Lord. And I turn it over into the hands of you, beautiful beloved. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Precious Heart. Thank you. God bless you all. God bless you all. God bless you all. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I shall rejoice and be glad in it. Truly, 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 I shall rejoice and be glad in it. I tell you, saints of God, the victory, the victory, the victory, the victory. God is so awesome. He's so marvelous. He is so wonderful. He is so wonderful. And I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord. This morning before Kyle played the first song, and I was mentioning his hair, and I remember when he first started wearing his hair long, I said, "Man, he reminds me of Ty Tribbett." He really did. And the first song he played was by Ty Tribbett, and I said, "Okay, all righty, that was cool. That was cool." And then as the songs are playing, when we came to the anthem, gosh, I heard Malkia so clearly. I heard her singing the part that she leads on. And again, I heard the praise and worship team. But I just thank the Lord. I thank God for the victory all the way around. I thank God for what he's doing. I thank him in this season. This season is like none other, and every season really is like no other season, I guess. Every season, is different. It's different. But I just know that there is a breakthrough in this season. There's a breakthrough in our circumstances. And today, even you see, I didn't even realize I was going to say that word yet. But today, I want to speak to you about the breakthrough. I want to speak to you about an unexpected move of God is on its way. It's on its way. And when I realized that that's what I was going to talk about, my thoughts went to, well, I wonder what it is. that Kyle is going to play this morning. What is he going to play this morning? Will what he play line up with what I'm going to say? And I could have very easily texted him and said, Kyle, this is what I'm going to speak on. You know, could you play songs dealing with this? But I like when the Holy Spirit makes the connection. I like when, you know, he doesn't need us to prompt him to make it all turn out all right. And when you have a breakthrough, what's on the end of your breakthrough? It's victory. Victory is in the breakthrough. Amen. Victory is in the breakthrough. And your breakthrough is in the victory. So I know that there are those of us, you know, especially during our fasting time, a lot of things, you know, gets revealed. A lot of things come out of it. When you really, when, and I'm not talking about somebody just, you know, oh, we got to fast right now. Okay. So I won't eat any meat. And that'll be the gist of it. And that's the fast. And there was no spiritual connection, no divine connection, no purpose, no prayer point, no nothing. You know, you just stopped eating. You know, you made your body come under subjection that you're not going to eat a certain food and so forth and so on. But to those that went into this fast with the right mindset, with the right heart, with the right spirit, praise be unto God. I know there were things that happened during those 20, these 21 days. There were things that happened, things that were revealed and so forth, things that gave us a glimpse of what tomorrow might be. I know that it has happened. Praise be unto God. And I thank him. And with that in mind, let me say, before I go further, I want to thank God for those of you that came out for the prayer walk yesterday. Praise be unto God. It was another successful prayer walk in more ways than one. It was another successful prayer walk. And I thank the Lord for it. I thank the Lord for it. God is so good. He is so merciful. Praise the Lord. And when we did the prayer walk starting on the 1808 side of the 7-Eleven, which was the parking lot down the hill from where we were when we were over in 1724 Woodlawn Drive, when we did the prayer walk down there, and then we went up the hill into the parking lot where we used to be, and we did and walked around the territory up there. Again, like I said a moment ago, I see breakthrough in the air. I feel the breakthrough. Praise be unto God. The Father is good. He's good. And so there have been those of you, those of us that have been praying for a breakthrough, praying for the transition, praying for transformation. And one thing I want to say here, dealing in Deuteronomy 28:7, it says, the Lord will cause your enemy who rise against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you in seven ways. Praise be unto God. I decree and declare right now, according to the word of God, that our enemies that have risen against us shall be defeated. They are defeated, and they are fleeing in seven ways. Praise be unto God. So with that, I decree deliverance. I decree healing in the name of Jesus. I decree prosperity. 3 John 1:2 says, beloved, above all things, I pray that God will prosper you, that God will bless you. Lord, I forgot the word. Beloved, above all things, I pray that God will. That he will prosper you. Even he will prosper you. No, oh God, I'm going to have to look it up. And I know that scripture, but it's even as your soul prospers, you will physically be healed and you will prosper in every other manner. So you will prosper and you will be healed as your soul is prospering. Praise be unto God. So we decree prosperity in your life. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. But God has another breakthrough for us dealing today. There's another move that he has. God, in the word of God, The Lord would lead his people to face the impossible, to face the impossible. That happened many a times in the word of God. And the one that is the clearest, the easiest, was Moses going through the transition that he had to go through to lead the people out of Egypt into Israel. Out of Egypt and coming to the Red Sea, that was a place of impossibility. However, when it looks like the game is over, that's when God will intervene with a miracle. That's when he will intervene. God, Moses led the people, taking them out of Israel, out of slavery, the people of Israel, out of slavery from Egypt. That's what he was doing. And like I said, he came to the Red Sea and the Egyptians were pursuing behind them. This is their enemy behind them. And in front of them is the Red Sea. They literally had no place to go. They couldn't go up. They couldn't go down. They couldn't go to the left. They couldn't go to the right. They couldn't move backwards. They couldn't do forward. But just when it seemed like all was lost, God came up with another move, one that nobody was expecting it to happen. And that was making that pathway through the Red Sea. And it dawned on me the other day when I thought about the Red Sea, when God divided the Red Sea and when they walked through the Red Sea, praise be unto God, they were walking on dry land. They walked on dry land. And there are those of us who feel like we may be drowning in what it is that we're going through, but God is going to take us through, open up the sea, and it's going to be on dry land. Thank you so much, Demetra. 3 John 1:2. Beloved, I wish above all things that ye may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Praise be unto God, even as your soul prospers. So for this, I thank the Lord. And so here, just as God was with Moses, that he is presenting us to break us out of our stuck places and release faith, even in the impossible circumstances. The later God comes, the greater he is. And a lot of us don't want to wait till that later part. But I'm telling you, breakthrough is on the horizon. Breakthrough is on the horizon. There are those of you that are on here who know how to play chess. I know a little bit about it, not much, but I know a little bit. I know my brother and friends of his and my ex and so forth, avid chess players, and I watch them and so forth. And there is a term that's used in playing chess, and it's called checkmate. Now, when it's checkmate, that means basically that the game is over. It means that the most important piece, which is the king, is now cornered. He's backed into a corner, and it's impossible for the person to make another move. But in the exciting game where there is a battle of wits, there is an unexpected turnaround. And perhaps you can make another move that your opponent did not see. And when that happens, it will change the whole situation. Everything will turn around differently. And there are times in life where there doesn't appear to be a clear way forward. But just as it doesn't seem to be a clear way forward, the enemy is yelling out, checkmate, checkmate. And so you feel, okay, I have been backed into this corner. But beloved, I decree that we are serving a God that has unlimited power. We are in the kingdom of God. And God steps in and said, I got one more move. And that is a move that nobody expected. And because he's not confined to our game board, our earthly boundaries, or our limitations, we can always be confident that our God has a move that we don't know about. So there are those, like I said, of us that are sitting here and we're saying we were checkmate. We were checkmate. I don't know what to do. I don't know which way to go. I feel like my back is up against the wall. It's up against the wall. But this is not the way our story is going to end. Praise be unto God. I know we've been stuck. I know that we wonder what is going to happen. But I can tell you, I can tell you, I can tell you, God has stepped in. There's a move that's coming about. Hallelujah. He's making another move, and a move that no one has expected. Even when we journey and stumble along the way, God is full of grace to land us in a place of faith and breakthrough, of faith and breakthrough. He promised he would do it. And as we look at that, let me see, Samuel, Second Samuel, chapter 3, verse 18, it said, "But we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, and are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord." And he's taking us to that place where we have the breakthrough. There is breakthrough for us, saints of God. And I thank God for it each and every chance we can get. We need to thank him for the breakthrough. The more we're being pushed, the more that it seems like there is no answer, the more it seems like God has left us, the more that seems like, that is a way that you can realize and know that he hasn't, because it's just what the enemy wants us to believe. There are times when we want a breakthrough, but God wants to take us on a journey of transformation, a transformation. And the difference is that a breakthrough is sudden. That's a sudden thing when it's a breakthrough, but a transformation is gradual. Transformation takes place over time. Then during that time, we are to cooperate with God. Naturally, we want to get it done fast. Naturally, we want the quick fix. Why not? If I can get it quick, let's do it. That's why your fast food restaurants came along. You know, we could go out to dinner and sit for an hour and so forth and so on. But yeah, but sometimes I need a quick fix. I need a meal real quick. I got a meeting to go to. I don't have time to sit down and eat at a restaurant. I don't have time to sit down and cook a home-cooked meal. But I got time to go through the drive-thru. Praise be unto God. So get a quick meal, praise be unto God. And a lot of times that's what we want from God. We want that quick fix. We want him to hit us up, do it quick, fast, and in a hurry. But God is increasing our faith as we move towards the breakthrough, as we cooperate in this transformation. Beloved, don't you get dismayed. Don't you get discouraged, for there is hope in this place. In the transition, there is hope. God has more breakthroughs available for us than we are currently aware of. And that is the thing. We are not aware of the breakthroughs that are coming. We know what we need. We know what we desire. We know what we're calling God for and calling on him for, but we don't know how he's going to come. We don't know when he's going to come. And then when it comes, we have the tendency to say, all of a sudden, you know, bam, this happened. All of a sudden, it may have taken 10 years, but the moment it happened, it's a sudden move. And so we thank God for those sudden moves. We thank him for those breakthroughs. In the book of Esther, Esther was the woman that stood before between a powerful enemy and how and her being the one to help to preserve her nation. The enemy of the Jews, Haman, he thinks that he had her in a checkmate, that there was nothing else that they could do. They had backed them in the corner. But then Queen Esther moves into place. Praise be unto God. She stands in the gap to petition the king. Hallelujah. And the identity of the queen is the key to victory, and Hammond doesn't see it coming because God always has another move, and often in an unexpected move. And as in her story, so it is in your story. Each one of you, I can look at you and I see some things. I know some things. I know some of us are going through a time when we feel once again that we're in checkmate, but God has got a move that is coming on, that he's coming with the breakthrough. Praise be unto God. And just the way Esther stood, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Just the way Esther stood in the gap and went before the king for her people. Just the way I had the opportunity to see that same thing happening on yesterday at the prayer walk. I saw where somebody's back was up against the wall. Hallelujah. And some Esthers stepped in place. Praise be unto God, and began to pray, praise be unto God, and go before the Father. And I know that a victory is coming. I know the breakthrough is coming. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And I speak even now to the intercessors in this ministry, intercessors, those that have been laid down, those that have been broken, those that have been wounded, those that are praying and yet don't feel like that whatever it was they were doing or whatever the case may be, that is not getting to God the way that you want it to get to God. I decree and declare breakthrough in your life right now in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that you shall rise up just like when Ezekiel, it was said to Ezekiel, can these dry bones live? The answer is yes, they can live. So dry bones rise, come together. Let there be a shaking in the camp. Let there be a shaking in the ministry. Let there be a shaking in what needs to be shook. Let it happen in the name of Jesus. Just the way it was when Paul and Silas was in jail and they prayed and they gave God praise, and all of a sudden the prison gates began to open. There was a shaking like an earthquake in that place. Your prison walls are opening, praise be unto God. And God is bringing forth that which needs to be brought forth. The Holy Spirit may be speaking to you right now when I say to you that God has more breakthroughs available to you than you are aware of. He's got breakthroughs for you in the courtroom. He's got breakthroughs for you in the hospital. He's got breakthroughs for you in your marriage. He's got breakthroughs for you in your ministry. He's got breakthrough for you physically. God has got a breakthrough that's coming through for you today. So whatever it is, the Holy Spirit, let him stir in your heart today. Let him get you in a place today where you say, God, I'm ready for my breakthrough. And if God has a breakthrough for you and you don't perceive it, today we're going to declare in the name of Jesus that as God is moving in your situation, and I want you to do this in your homes now, as God is moving in your situation, name that situation. What is it? I named a few situations. What situation do you need him to work in? What situation do you need him to move in? Then say that Jesus is working in my family. He's working in my ministry. He's working in my marriage. He's working on my job. He's working. God is not through with me yet. It is not game over. It is not checkmate, because our God has another move. Our God has another move. If God is removing harmful people, places, and things from your life, this is in preparation for a breakthrough. Sometimes we grieve and mourn when people are moved out of our lives and when jobs are changed, and it wasn't this time, and it wasn't the job changing because I wanted it to change. It was because that's what they did to me. They changed my position. And this wasn't a promotion. This was a demotion, and so forth. There are times when things are changing. and you think it's a negative thing, but God said that this is God didn't say this, but this is preparation for your breakthrough. What Jesus did say, however, what he did say is, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. And each branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. However, saints of God, however, for every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes it, that it may bear more fruit. So in other words, he's cutting back. He's cutting back. And that cutting, that pruning hurts, praise be unto God. And Jesus said, but I am the vine and you are the branches. And whoever abides in me and I in him, he is it that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Saints of God, I decree here today that we are the branches and we are being pruned, and it hurts. It does. But understand that we're being pruned for the beauty of the bearing of more fruit. There are going to be people, and have been people, that have left this ministry. There have been people that have left your relationships, left your life. There have been people that have thought about it. There have been people that have been overlooked on their jobs. There have been people that have been aggravated and agitated and frustrated in their neighborhoods. All kinds of things have been happening. But understand that even when we bear fruit, God will cut back so we can bear more fruit. So we can bear more fruit. So this is a painful season of preparation, but however, it is what happens before we can produce more fruit. I decree that we shall produce more fruit, that the pruning and the cutting away, hallelujah, the cutting away is going to cause an explosion. It's going to cause a breakthrough. And if God is taking you through a season of repentance and healing, let me say this, beloved, in order for a lot of our prayers, all of our prayers to be answered, one of the first things the first things we must do is to confess any and all sins that we are totally aware of, and then ask God that you're not even aware of, confess that before God. And then we are to seek forgiveness. And after we do that, we must repent. We must repent. We cannot continue to call ourselves men and women of God and live in hellified lives. You hear me? Hear me what I say. You cannot continue to do that, sister, brother, son, and daughter. We cannot continue to do it. It wouldn't be we wouldn't appreciate it any more than if the children that we are raising, and we said these are our children, but our children, you know, they are ours, and yet they just continue to live wrong, do wrong. They can't seem to get it right, whatever the case may be. And then they want us to bail them out, do this, do that. And sometimes along the way, we say, hey, enough is enough. I'm taking my hands off of it. I'm taking my hands off of it. Saints of God, we're going through a season of repentance. And as we repent, praise be unto God, there shall be healing that will come about. And this will take us and prepare us again for a major breakthrough, for a major breakthrough. Word of God says, my son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor be wary when we are reproved by him. For the Lord disciplines the one he loves and chastises every son whom he receives. Honey, if you have been beaten, if you have been whipped by God, if you have been given a time out, if any of this stuff has been done by our Father, if this has been done by our Father, know that this is because he loves us. So if you sense the Holy Spirit tugging on your heart and pointing out an area in you that needs to be improved through God's grace, don't ignore God's loving discipline. Saints of God, please don't ignore it, because God is doing this because he loves us. As painful as it may be, it can be a pleasant time when you know that this is God doing something in you and for you, because it is going to yield a more peaceful fruit of righteousness. It is going to yield the fruit of the Spirit. It is going to yield the gift that God has placed in you, and you're bringing forth that gift in the name of Jesus. So before your breakthrough, God will often prepare you through loving discipline. And if God, praise be unto God, if he is renewing your passion for studying the word of God, I know some people that I talked to during this fast said they can't get enough of the word. They couldn't get enough of praying. This also could be a sign that God is preparing you for a breakthrough in life. He is prepping you because something is about to happen. Something, saints of God, is about to happen. If you find yourself in anything that I've just mentioned, know that breakthrough is coming on. Breakthrough is coming. And for new vision as a total, individually, y'all have a breakthrough coming. Collectively, there is a breakthrough that is coming. Hear me when I say, there is breakthrough. Do I know what it is? No, I don't know all of what it is, but I know it's coming. I know that there is a new joy. Hallelujah. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. I know that there is a new joy that is on the horizon. There has been new joy placed in us even today. There's a new song that God has given us to sing. I saw activity as we were praising God. I saw activity, and I'm like, wow, thank you, Lord. New breath. He breathed on us this morning. Hallelujah. He breathed on us this morning, a life of anointing, a life of plenty, a life of prosperity, a life of breakthrough. The devil cannot tell us anymore that it's checkmate. The game is over. Saints, it is not over. It is not over. Praise be unto God. We are walking in new fields, new territories. And as it's been said more times than not, without even thinking, God is giving us a new vision for life. And with that being said, beloveds, I encourage you in the name of Jesus. I encourage you, go forth even this day. Go forth even this day. Think about what your destiny is. Think about what your gifting is. Think about the promises of God and step out on faith in something. Do so today. Do so today. Step out on faith. Praise be unto God. Let me share one other quick thing with you. Praise God. Lady Donna sent me a challenge. For moving, getting more steps in, and y'all know I live a sedentary life. I am sitting most of the time, and a lot has to do with physical issues, but that's beside the point. But I sit most of the time, and you know, even when I walk to the car and you get in the car and you sit in the car, and when I have to do grocery shopping, that somebody goes with me to do, and they go in and they will do the shopping. I don't do the walking around if there's not a scooter in there and so forth. So this was truly a challenge. And you know, the first couple of days, of course, you know, the first day, I think the thing said I didn't do anything at all. And the second day, you know, I did a couple of steps. And on the average, I'm telling y'all, on the average day, I do between 200 and 400 steps. That lets you know how little I'm walking, okay? 200 to 400 steps. And that's to get from my couch to the bathroom, to the bedroom, to the kitchen in this small apartment. You know, those are all the steps I put in. And then, you know, my daughter said to me, well, mommy, start walking the halls, okay? So I can start walking the halls and so forth. And so this thing is measuring how much walking we do and so forth. Well, the other day, basically, Donna looked at the report and it said that, you know, that I didn't get any steps in it. I think that's what the thing was saying. I didn't get any steps in. And I knew I got some steps in, you know, but hey, okay, it said I didn't, but I'm not going to be discouraged because it said I didn't. However, because we did the prayer walk yesterday, because we did the prayer walk, and Tabika can tell you, normally I drive to our beginning point, and as they are walking, I drive along the way. I get out of the car, we pray, we drive to the next post. I get out of the car, we pray, and that's normally the way that I do. This day, yesterday, I walked the parking lot down one, the shopping center, down one side of the shopping center, over the back end of the shopping center, back up to the other end. I did that twice in two different shopping centers that we were in. I accumulated 2,266 steps. Do you think that machine registered that? No. And look, and we're on a challenge sheet where everybody can see what you're doing, okay? Everybody. So I'm still down at the bottom of the list because it didn't show. But guess what? I know that I know that I know, okay? I know. They may not know, the thing may not show, but I know that I had a breakthrough because I literally walked, and I do not do much walking in our prayer walk. I do prayer driving. Okay? That's what I do. To God be the glory. However, I said that and I shared that with you to say there are things that you're going to do, and you're going to do some things behind closed doors. You're going to pray some prayers behind closed doors. You're going to bless some people financially behind closed doors, and nobody is going to know that you did it but you and God. And you will cause somebody's breakthrough to come because you obeyed. Because you were cooperating with the Father, because you allowed him to use you and to use you in a mighty way. Saints of God, I encourage you. I encourage you. Seek the Father today. Seek him today. What is he asking you to do today that would lead towards you getting closer to your destination, closer to your breakthrough as he's preparing you? Look at the things you're going through and say, God, is this you prepping me for the breakthrough? And guess what? If you determine that's him prepping you for the breakthrough, we don't wait till the breakthrough happened. What do we do? We shout now. Don't wait till it's over. We shout now. Praise be unto God. I just thank y'all so much for hearing me this morning. I thank God for each and every one of you, every part you play in my life and me in your life. And saints of God, preparation for the breakthrough is here. And guess what? We heard this morning, the victory is won. It is ours. Praise be unto God. To God be all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Hallelujah. You sure
Thank
you're
you, Jesus.
done? You sure?
I'm done. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I bless the Lord.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. What an
Woo,
awesome
Jesus.
word. Thank you, Apostle Banks, for the encouragement. You know,
Thank you.
I heard pruning, discipline, I heard victory, I heard breakthrough, our destiny, our
Jesus.
faith, our gifting. The word was rich this morning with a lot of things, and so thank you
Yes.
for sharing that. Because
Thank you,
some
Jesus.
people may still be walking in a dark place, but that word gave light. That word
Amen.
provided some light. So thank you
Ooh,
so much.
thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
May God cover you and keep you,
Amen.
and may no backlash or revenge come upon you or your family.
Amen.
In Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh,
Amen.
thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
And yes, Malkia, I agree with that. Now is the time for action. I'm telling you, it is. It is. It is. Praise be unto God. Yes. Somebody may have thought it was time some time ago, but I know it's time now for some action.
No,
Some action. Go ahead, baby. I'm sorry. I'm gonna shut up.
no, you go right ahead.
Woo.
Right ahead.
Lord have mercy.
But before I say the offering, I do have an announcement. I believe Apostle, not that she did, she sent out an email some months ago asking us to join this group called BAND, BAND, and we were supposed to sign up under New Vision for life. So we are asking if you can download the app Band,
Yes.
BAND, to your phone and then search for New Vision, the number four, life. So it's New Vision for Life, but it's the number four. And join the groups, because that in that area we will be posting certain things that everybody can see, and you'll see a notification if you subscribe to the notification. You know, things will pop up when we start using this app. So we're asking everybody if you can please download that app to your phone. Again, it is BAND, and you can find it in your app store. Amen. Thank you. All right. And now time for the offering. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Thank you,
Jesus.
Lord. We are believing the Lord for jobs
Yes.
and better jobs, stolen money returned, raises and bonuses, benefits, sales and commissions, favorable settlements, real estate and inheritances, interest and income, rebates and returns, checks in the mail, divine health and healing, family members and friends saved, checks in our hands, gifts and
Yes.
deposits, finding money, debts paid off, expenses decrease, blessing and increase, new businesses,
Yes,
and
Jesus.
our church building. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
Thank you,
Jesus.
Lord, for meeting all of our financial needs that we may have more than enough to give into the kingdom of God and promote the gospel of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you,
Thank
Jesus. Thank you,
Lord
Jesus.
God. So we agree. We agree, Lord God, with your promises. We agree, Lord God, with
Yes.
your word, oh God. We
Ooh.
agree, Lord God, for every prophetic word that we received, oh God. We agree, Lord God. I pray that
Oh God, I
bring
thank
our
you.
prophetic words back to our memory, Lord God. Bring them back to our memory when we get discouraged and disappointed, Lord God. Let us remember what you said in the name of Jesus. Even if we
Yes.
haven't seen it come to pass yet, oh God, let us remember your promises and what you
Yes,
said.
Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Thank you in advance, oh God. Lord, we love you and we bless you. We love you and we bless you, Lord. And we can't do any of this without you. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. So at this time, I'll turn it over into the hands of Minister Kyle.
Thank you, Lord.
Family.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I've got all my sisters with me.
Yes, Jesus.
We are family.
Thank you, Lord.
Get up, everybody, and sing.
Thank you.